If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. Ray Lucia, that would be me. Glad to be on board with you all this hour of Money Power. We're going to talk about the I word. What is the I word, fellas? Inflation. They got it now. They didn't quite get that one when we were talking with the TV folks a couple of minutes ago. They said it was the internet, which would make sense for them. But for those of us that try to keep close to what's happening in the economy, the I word is back. Have you noticed the performance of your bond portfolio this year? Not so hot. And we've talked about this in the past. And to be very candid, I have been wrong. A few years back, because I thought this would happen a lot sooner, but nope. But today, with the economy on fire, I mean, really, really going on all cylinders, interest rates are starting to go up, and they're likely to keep going up. And the question is, are you going to stick with the bond strategy that you have? You know, I've talked about it. I do believe that you should have a bond strategy. Maybe it's a go anywhere. But I've also talked about diversifying away with MIGAs and CDs and fixed annuities and index annuities, diversifying that bond portfolio. And I may be able to do a couple of calcs for you and let you know how that would have panned out over the past few years. So all that on the docket. But I want to start today with the economy. Ben Castleman wrote, with 8 years of job gains, unemployment is the lowest since 1969. I know a lot of people are, you know, talking about Kavanaugh and impeachment and all these other social issues. But if you could just stop for a moment and focus on the economic issues, I'll tell you what, the USA is looking mighty, mighty good. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Lucia Show. As we talk economy and the economy right now, which is, as I said, on fire. Here's what Castleman wrote. The unemployment rate fell to a nearly five-decade low in September, punctuating a remarkable rebound in the 10 years since the collapse of Lehman Brothers set off a global financial crisis. You know, we like to forget about all the stuff that was going on 10 years ago. But I can tell you for certain, because 10 years ago, I was living in it. And I was traveling to New York perhaps twice a week to do different shows and so forth and talking finance. And I was on national radio shows and my own show fielding questions from you all. And people were depressed. They were nervous. They were afraid. They were frightened. They were leaving the stock market in droves. And now, a short decade later, I know it seems like a lifetime, but still, it's only a decade, the economy is literally on fire, the best I've ever seen. He goes on, by almost any measure, the American economy is humming. Gross domestic product is on pace for its best year since the housing bubble of the mid-2000s. Consumers and businesses are the most confident that they've been in years, if not decades, and the stock market indexes are near record highs. The unemployment rate fell to 3.7% last month. By all measures, that's full employment. That's the lowest since December of 1969. Man, in 1969, I was throwing a tight spiral running to my left about 45, 50 yards. Yeah. Got my football scholarship, and everything was really, really groovy until they recruited me at Western Illinois University. Not easy to throw a tight spiral when you can't grip the ball because your hands are too small and the ball feels like an ice cube. Oh, Lord. A Southern California quarterback in Western Illinois with the wind blowing 400 miles an hour? Nah.
Forget about it.
Exactly. And then they blew out my knee and it was over. Anyway, the turnaround from a decade ago is hard to overstate, he says. In September of 2008, American employers cut 443,000 jobs as the financial system collapsed around them. More than 7 million more jobs evaporated in the months that followed. Even when the hemorrhaging stopped, shell-shocked executives were slow to bring back laid-off workers, sparking fears of a jobless recovery. Remember all that? Yeah, we talked about it right here on this program, the so-called jobless recovery, one of the slowest and most grueling recoveries in history. Usually recoveries, they bounce back with 5, 6% growth, and our growth was stagnant for a number of years. But when the hiring engine finally kicked back into gear, it did so in historic fashion. And you all know the rest of the story. Today, you have recovery in groups that we haven't really seen a recovery in many, many years, if at all, as far as I can recall. The unemployment rate for African Americans and Hispanics, both near all-time lows. Teenagers, less educated workers, and disabled Americans have also made progress in recent months. And anecdotal reports suggest that companies are becoming more willing to even hire people with criminal records or to waive drug testing requirements. Of course, now if you're in California or other states where you can smoke weed, I don't think that's going to matter much anyway. Nonetheless, the economy is doing very, very well. Now, people on the right will say it's all Donald Trump. People on the left will say it began under Obama. I think both of those statements are somewhat true, but it's hard to argue with a gross domestic product now over 4%. And they're claiming that is sustainable. Folks, that number, I'm telling you, is beyond belief exciting. And everything you thought about the stock market and employment and wages and everything else gets thrown out the window when your gross domestic product is scoring a number that's double what we got for the 8 years in the prior administration. So it's yet to be seen if it is indeed sustainable, but many of the people in the White House for sure, and some highly regarded economists, not that I believe what most economists have to say, are suggesting that the economic growth and the gross domestic product can continue at this pace for a while. I have never believed that. I still don't believe it. I do believe in a 3% GDP. And even at 3%, that's still a major number. Now, at 4%, it's just beyond imagination and yet to be seen, no doubt about it. Most significant, strong hiring has not yet translated into robust raises for many workers. Although it is starting, one has to admit that. Average hourly earnings rose 2.8% in September from a year earlier, down from 2.9% in August and well below the growth that economists would usually expect with the unemployment rate this low. Well, that's true, when the unemployment rate is low, employers have to compete for those good employees and have to pay more. That's just a question of time. And one of the concerns that we've had under, you know, the Bush administration, the Obama administration, and early now in the Trump administration, is the fact that middle-class wages have been stagnant for a couple of decades now. This is the first tick up that we have seen. And the middle class, remember, there's so many more people in the middle class than in the upper class. So when the middle class starts to experience wage growth and spending more money, then all of a sudden you really do see gross domestic product jump. There's no doubt that the tax cuts helped the wealthier. There's absolutely no doubt that the business tax cuts have helped corporate America. And believing in that trickle-down theory, it has translated into a lot of people, if not most people, putting more money in their pockets. There's still an issue on the very poor side of this equation. However, with wages going up in the African American and Hispanic community and unemployment rates going down, that's tending to look better, although there's more work to do. But what the fear now becomes is this economic growth leads us into a more inflationary economy, and inflation destroys the purchasing power of all of those dollars that you're earning. So stick around. That's coming up next, how to deal with inflation. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to betheforveterans.com. That's betheforveterans.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. If you'd like to email me, it's a good time to do it right now. RayLucia.com. Just go there, click on the Ask Ray button, and I'll be happy to get to you. If you email me this hour, I'll put you at the top of the pack, king of the hill, A number one. I was reading a pretty interesting story, The Impact of Unexpected Inflation. And I got thinking about that. Now that we've seen interest rates start to go up, a lot of people concerned because their bond portfolio. I just got an email a few minutes ago from a fellow, I think his name was Eric. It's here somewhere. In either event, people worried about the bond market and interest rates going up and the fact that it's been a losing proposition this year for sure and what to do. Let's talk about inflation for just a moment because it's a discussion we haven't had to have in literally over a decade. In fact, if you look at the last almost 20 years, we haven't seen much in the way of inflation. Remember, if you go back, you know, 75, 80, 100 years, you will find that inflation has averaged about 3.17%. So round it down, 3% on average inflation. We've been a sub 2% inflation for the past many, many years. That is, it's now crossing through that 2% barrier. And there's a lot of pundits out there that are starting to get nervous about inflation. So let me read from what Kyle Meyer wrote about this, The Impact of Unexpected Inflation, and give you my commentary along the way. What should I do about this inflation, he asks. So how concerned should you be about inflation? And importantly, what can you do about it? The short answer is that you should be concerned, but not panicked. Inflation is one of the key determinants of a successful retirement plan. A 1% upward shift in inflation can shorten a 30-year retirement target by 9 years. I will take issue with that in a moment, but it does make a very compelling argument that if you have not factored in a certain amount of inflation in your retirement plan, then doggone it, you may be eating dog food someday. That's not good. Although my dogs seem to love what my wife feeds them, and I'll leave it there. A 1% upward shift in inflation can shorten the 30-year retirement target by 9 years. And so he went through an example. 1% increase in inflation moved a financial plan that had a reasonable success rate of 87% to one that had a doubtful success rate of 57% based on Monte Carlo analysis. Now, Monte Carlo analysis is basically looking at thousands of different market returns and inflation and so forth. So it's an ultra, ultra conservative way to calculate whether or not you will succeed. Well, obviously, running out of money ain't fun. So you want to have a conservative plan going forward. A 50-50 shot at making it probably is not good enough. 87% probably is. So this impact of inflation could be quite dramatic. And again, I'll get to my point on this in a moment, but let me read on here for a second. The first step is to make sure you know what the headline numbers mean and how they may differ from your own personal inflation rate. Yep. Now we're getting into the meat. The main inflation gauge, the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, attempts to show you what an average consumer will encounter when they buy a basket of goods. You may not be the average consumer. In fact, I don't think any of us are really the average consumer. Some of us consume way more on stuff like going out to eat and stuff like that. And others, you know, they don't mind living off of the grid, if you will. You may have your home paid for, grow your own food, drive old cars, and are not interested in the latest electronic gadgets. There's a lesson to be learned there as well. I mean, my son keeps bugging me, Dad, you got to get the iPhone 12 or whatever the name. No, I'm fine with the one I got. You know, I'm not going to spend $1,000 for a freaking phone that does the same thing that the phone that I have does, only it's got some super whiz-bang thing that I might use once in 2,000 years. Count calories. Who wants to do that anyway? Anyway, it's so true. And intend to be self-sufficient until you die. In this case, he goes on, inflation may not be that big of a deal to you. So what if televisions are priced at $20,000 and you don't watch television? Well, that's a good point. I mean, if televisions were $20,000, I don't think I'd watch one. I'm not going to spend that kind of money for a TV. I don't even like TV. I can get my news, which is all I watch television for anyway, on my old iPhone. It's fine. That's fine for me. Still, even off-the-grid persons will probably need a tractor to plow the field at some point. And some $40,000 Kubota? Is that a kind of a tractor? You can tell how much I know about tractors. Will cost $150,000 in the future with inflation. Well, that's true. But let me give you my take on this, all right? And I've studied a lot on this whole, as you well know, if you've listened to this program, on retirement spending. And there's a big difference between a headline inflation number and what you will actually spend in retirement. And that's the point. There are certainly some things that will go up in cost with inflation, healthcare being a big one. But there's a lot of spending that goes down in inflation, and some things don't inflate at all. For example, if you looked at that 3.17% inflation rate, and that's what you're going to assume, and brokers get this wrong, financial planners get this wrong all the time. They plug in 3.17% in their Excel spreadsheet, and it blows out to where you're going to have to work until you're 92 to be able to retire comfortably. And there's a fallacy in that. I'll give you an example. Do you have a home? If you have a home, you're not going to have a mortgage payment or rent payments. And the CPI, about 40% of it is based on housing. Now, you will have property taxes. Do they go up at the inflation rate? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And you will have other maintenance issues. But your mortgage, if you have one, a 30-year fixed rate loan, it doesn't go up at all. It doesn't inflate. So if a third of your budget is your mortgage payment, which for many of us that's true, then your 3% inflation number is no longer 3%, it's 2%. Folks, the difference in 1%, I gave you the other side of the coin, how it shortens your ability to succeed financially. But if you reduce your inflation rate by 1%, it lengthens it. So there's a lot of misinformation out there about inflation. More on this when we come back.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC.
Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC is fair looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s, or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207, 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. We're talking a little bit about spending in retirement. And now that interest rates are popping up, people are getting starting to get very concerned, especially the market pundits, about inflation. And a lot of individuals that have done financial planning with a financial planner know exactly what I'm talking about, because when you plug that inflation rate into the database or into the software, all of a sudden it really has a dramatic impact on how much money you need to save or how much you can spend in retirement. And this has been a pet peeve of mine in financial planning for a number of years. I wrote about it many, many years ago in my books, my first two books, as a matter of fact. I wrote about how spending does, in fact, decline in retirement in a lot of different ways. And when you do a calculation like that and you compound out the costs over time, many people get discouraged. They get discouraged because their advisor says, hey, Mac, you want to retire at 65. You can't retire until 75 because this computer illustration is saying you're going to run out of money by the time you're 85. That may or may not be true. Probably not. Because there's a couple of reasons for that. One, as I said before the break, when they do these calculations, they're based on the gross number. They're not looking at everything you pay for. I go back when I was a youngster. I was a school teacher when I was like, 24 years old. And I was only making like $800 a month. My mortgage payment was like 3.25 a month. I had maybe a $75 or $100 a month car payment. So about 50% of my income was fixed, or my expenses, I should say, were fixed. They didn't inflate. My car payment didn't inflate every single month or every single year, and my fixed mortgage didn't inflate every single year. So if that occupied $400 a month of my $800 a month income, which was fairly close to reality, then the 3% inflation rate, now in 1974, the inflation rate was not 3%. I have it right here. It was 12.3%. But even 12.3% inflating an $800 income would cause me some problems. That'd be an extra, $100 a month. So I'd have to learn to live on what felt like $700 a month. But it wasn't $100. It was only $50 more a month. But then there are a few other things that people do. And this is critically important. The consumer price index biases. And so a little economics here on the Ray Lucia Show. The CPI tends to overstate inflation because of the following biases. So there's what I just mentioned, those fixed investments that don't inflate. And then there are things such as the substitution bias. The easy one to remember is when it costs you a ton of money for beef, like it does today, doesn't cost much at all to replace your beef intake with chicken. And people will do that. Those that are on a budget will do that. You don't have to eat steak every single night. You can eat chicken or ground turkey. You make substitutions. If Florida orange juice is super expensive, you can get Texas grapefruits at a fraction of the price. And so you will substitute one item for another, and that is a fact, and you know exactly what I'm talking about because I'm sure you do it now. Next, quality bias. Over time, technological advances increase the life and usefulness of products. For example, the useful life of automobile tires, and I dare say even automobiles, increased substantially over the past few decades, decreasing the tire cost on a per mile basis. But the CPI does not reflect such improvements. No doubt about it. I mean, I'm still driving a car from 13 years ago. I love it. I'm fine with it. And it's saved me a ton of money because back in the olden days, before I was this old and this close to retirement, I used to trade in cars every couple of years. Yeah, I know it was taking a beating, but I was working and I was making a bunch of money. It didn't matter that much, but it matters now. And I'm far more cognizant of it. Also, dry cleaning. I used to, you know, wear a suit once, send it out to the dry cleaner. And it's about $5, $6, $7, $8 later, I get my suit back. And then I would hire the dry cleaner that drove it to my door because I was a lazy fat man. Well, now I wear my suits, well, as you can probably tell, they're not as crisp as perhaps they used to be 10 years ago. But I drive to the dry cleaner, drop them off and pick them up, and I pay about 50% less. It's just what we do. New product bias, new products are introduced all the time. That's another thing that has become commonplace. Technology has changed a lot. You know what happens. The cost of technology stuff goes down dramatically. So if you buy the brand new gadget the day it comes out and you wait in line all night long for the next iPhone, your inflationary costs will certainly be higher. But if you're like me and you're fine with the old one for a long, long, long time, it doesn't cost you any more to keep the old phone, right? And then there's the outlet bias, consumers shifting to outlets. I guess the best way to think about that is buying your groceries, say, for example, at Costco. I was there just the other day. Now, this is not a commercial for the Rao's Italian sauce, but it's very expensive and it's very good. So I don't have to sit, you know, in front of the stove for 6-8 hours and make my mom's gravy, as we used to call it back in the day, when I can just go to Rao's and for $11 at the grocery store, buy their, you know, big bottle of this or jar of this beautiful marinara sauce, right? So I'm walking through Costco, and for $7.99, I can get the same thing. And I'm going, honey, we need to buy a whole bunch of this stuff. Now, Rao's is not my favorite, by the way, but it's one of my favorites. I mean, it's much better than that Ragu. If I brought Ragu, with due respect, but if I brought Ragu home, my mother would have thrown me out of the kitchen. But Rao's, pretty good, pretty close, pretty darn close.
Pretty good.
It is very good, actually. Steve's is better, but that's a whole other thing. Yeah, Steve's. In either event, you go shopping at these clubs, warehouse clubs, and so forth. And of course, you know, if you go to, anybody gone to Walmart? I mean, you can buy a decent shirt at Walmart for $12 that you would buy in a department store for $34. Now, I don't know if the quality is exactly the same, but if I'm on a budget, I'm going to Walmart. And so this whole impact of inflation, my humble opinion, but a lot of it comes from solid anecdotal evidence, is as you get older, you A, consume less, and B, the consumer price index biases are for real, and you will substitute your beef with chicken and your Texas grapefruit for orange juice that's gone through the ceiling and so forth. You will hang on to your technology. You don't need to buy your grandkids the latest Xbox, which my wife is trying, don't tell them this, to give to a couple of my grandkids for Christmas. That's an expensive gift. So if you're on a budget or if inflation is driving prices up, you will adapt. So the moral of the story here is, yes, we do have inflation, and yes, it's coming back perhaps with a vengeance, but no, it is not going to mess up your life, because when you take into account those things that you spend money on, like a fixed mortgage that doesn't inflate, like a fixed payment on your car that doesn't inflate, both of which, when you pay off the principal, can remain in action in your financial plan without having to pay more money. In my case, I don't have a payment, a car payment anymore. When I was younger, I did. And so that car payment the next time around is probably more. And the next time around is probably more. But instead of having driven three cars in the past, you know, decade or more, I've had one. And so the inflation rate on the cost of automobiles, no impact on me. So do not get bamboozled into thinking that every year you've got to compound out at 3%. Do not get bamboozled into thinking that just because inflation in 1974 was 12 or 13%, that it's going to be that way again. There were a lot of other factors back in 1974 that caused that to happen. And the average has been about 3%, not 12%. And when you take into account these biases and the other things that I mentioned, it's probably half of that. We'll be back with your emails right after this.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia Show. All right, so it's Uncle Steve's. People are asking me right now, what sauce do you really like? I like the Rao's. It's really, really good. From that famous Italian restaurant in New York. They've also got one, by the way, in Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. Note, I know where all the really good fancy Italian restaurants are. But Steve's, Uncle Steve's is the best sauce I've ever bought off the shelf. So there you have it. Cooking with Ray Lucia. You know, I grew up watching my mother slave in the kitchen, making the good old-fashioned Sicilian sauce. And of course, every Sunday, the whole family would come over. It's very, very traditional at my family. And, you know, we take pride in our sauce, like we take pride in our meatballs. By the way, the guy that advertises the meatballs on TV, forget about it. But this sauce is good. Steve Schrippa, he's the Bobby Bacalieri or whatever his name was on The Sopranos. Remember him? The big guy, right? His sauce is great. So don't kill yourself like my mom used to do. Just go buy a jar of this stuff for 10 bucks or $5, whatever it is in the store. It's not cheap. But when you figure what your time is worth, come on. Anyway, hit it, fellas. Let's do some emails. Bobby Bacalieri, whatever he was on The Sopranos. Great actor, by the way. Super good actor. And he's on another show. I was flipping through the channels the other day, and I saw him again. It's one of those detective shows or whatever. Anyway, I got to look that up. Eric asks this, do we need to get a will? All of our property is JTWROS. You know what that stands for, fellas?
No.
Joint Tenancy with Rights of Survivorship. Probably, Chris, how you own your home with your wife. Here's what happens. A joint tenancy with rights of survivorship works from the standpoint that it avoids probate. So, yes, that's okay. You're not going to have to worry about passing the asset to your spouse. But, Steve, you and your wife are driving down the road. You get hit by a Mack truck. You both die. Now what happens? Do you have a will? If you have a will, that's a good thing in some respects, but it does not avoid probate. So wills have to be probated. So you want the asset to go to whom? You want them to go to your kids. Well, if you die without a will and without a trust, then the state will draft a will for you. And I always tell the story about when my wife and I were much, much, much younger and we had small children. And we sat down with our estate planning lawyer at the time, Norm. We'll call him Norm because that was his name. And he explained that to us, that the state of California was going to draft a will for us. And at the time, my mom and dad had all their kids out of the house. And Jeannie's mom and dad still had what we called a little malandrine sitting at home getting in all kind of trouble. rest his soul because he got in a little bit too much later on, and he died in a motorcycle accident. God rest his soul. In either event, we didn't want them to, in our case, we were worried because my mom and dad were older and et cetera, et cetera. But we still would have wanted my mom and dad to raise our kids. And we certainly wouldn't want them to be split up. We had four kids. So we sat down that very day and we constructed a will. So you need to have a will, and the will should have a pour over provision into a living trust, which will avoid probate and also make sure that the money that you leave to your children can be managed until they are of a level of maturity that you decide, not them and not the government, not age 18. You don't want your 18-year-old with $500,000 to blow.
Forget about it.
Right, exactly. So you don't need one, Eric, for the avoidance of probate, but please sit down with an estate planning lawyer. You know, spend a couple of bucks if you have to. But if you have kids, this is critically important. If you don't have kids, it's not as big a deal. Obviously, you might have nieces or nephews, and they probably don't want to go through probate either. But I personally experienced with one of my closest buddies from the radio business from years ago. And his wife tragically died at age, I think it was 42 or 44. Health issues, heart exploded. I don't remember exactly how it happened, but she passed on. And she handled all the finances, and she had taken out a life insurance policy on her for $100,000, which I guess was a pretty good move. But she checked the box, the estate, as the beneficiary. So I get a call from my friend. He says, I don't know what to do. They got this $100,000 insurance policy, but they're not sending me the money because it has to go through probate. Yes, when you name your estate as a beneficiary, probate, you must prove that the husband was supposed to get that money. And it took 11 months and $11,000 for him to get a $100,000 life insurance policy that should have been delivered within a week. So, yeah, I think it does make sense to see someone from an estate planning standpoint, review your beneficiary designations. Do you have a pour-over provision will? Do you have a living trust? All of that stuff. And how important is it with respect to who might raise your kids and manage the money at their behest until their age 30 or 35, or maybe you split it out 25% at 25 and every 5 years thereafter. Jim, I am worried about losing money in my bond portfolio, especially high yield bonds, but government bonds have been doing poorly too. What should I do? Well, Jim, a high yield bond, a junk bond, is more akin to a stock. All right, so I would be less worried about, frankly, the junk bonds in this growing economy than I would be about my government bonds, which have taken it in the shorts this past year, about what, 5-6% on the negative. So you got paid 2 to lose 6. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but you still should have some bonds in the portfolio. But as I have pleaded with people over the years, and maybe next hour I'll get a chance to get into this, I'm running out of time, but over the last 6, 7, 8 years, if you would have put some of your bond money, the government bond money, into a fixed indexed annuity contract, as I have been recommending, you'd have probably doubled your rate of return, depending on which one you bought and when you bought it. Now, maybe the 5, 6 years before that, that might have reversed. So I'm not suggesting you replace all of the bonds, but if I was going to buy a bond today, I'd be more inclined to buy a TIP than a traditional bond. I'm out of time. God bless.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Forget about it.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.